All views expressed on this program are opinion. They do not represent Satori Mortgage, NMLS, 4190, or any affiliate. Please consult with a licensed loan officer before making any home financial decisions.
Welcome to the Mortgage Talk Show. I'm your host, Steve Conklin, along with Jake Giroff, Satori Mortgage. How's it going, Jake?
Pretty well today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So we got a little interesting mortgage buzz segment here. It's going to be a little different. We're going to kind of tie that into our first segment. So what's the buzz?
Angel Oak Capital Advisors issues a $402 million securitization, largest in company's history. Why this is important to the mortgage industry and why this is buzzworthy is that Angel Oak is one of the big players in the non-QM sector. And this is just about the rise of non-QM. And we'll go into what non-QM is.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll dig into this a little bit. So, you know, the first thing that we want to say is what is non-QM? What is QM? So basically QM stands for qualified mortgage. A qualified mortgage is pretty much, you know, in a quick nutshell, is pretty much any typical loan you get that's just a standard loan. FHA, VA, conventional, you know, pretty much anything that falls in the generic home loan.
Are these from Dodd-Frank rules or?
I believe it is. It was put in there after the crash because, you know, the qualified mortgage is basically qualified mortgages is what's sold on the market as mortgage bonds, where non-QM is basically non-qualified mortgages, meaning that, you know, there's things in the mortgage as, let's say, you know, somebody that is using their bank statements for income. There's things that are outside the norm of a typical mortgage, and it's not considered a conventional. It's not considered a you know, jumbo FHA, anything like that. It's something that's, you know, basically it's a private investor taking a risk. It's kind of like, it's a good analogy is like the small banking analogy. You know, a lot of times, a long time ago, farmers would walk into the bank and, you know, the banker would look at him and say, I'm going to take a risk on you, or I'm not going to take a risk on you. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing. There's not really a standardized. You know, what Angel Oak is doing, and they've done $1.6 billion last year, is they're kind of standardizing the way these non-QM loans work. And in these programs, they have, you know, bank statement programs, which is somebody that's, you know, that makes money, has deposits every month, they can use that as income versus a paycheck. You know, rental people, landlords, people that are buying big apartment buildings, generally these loans have, you put cash down, large amounts of cash, you're looking at anywhere between 20 to 50% down, and you're having a higher rate, like a portfolio rate, which is, you know, anywhere between, you know, 5.5% these days to 10%. Mm-hmm. You know, the interesting thing that I learned from Timo's title on this is that they're a big title company based out of California, or actually they're based out of Texas, but they do a lot of business in California, is 30% of all their transactions are non-QM now. Okay. So that means that, I mean, it's growing very fast. Over the past 7 years, you know, I've seen how fast this is, you know, has come back into the market. You're starting to work with loans that, you know, typically, you know, Fannie and Freddie don't do. Mm-hmm. Foreign national people that make money in a foreign country that want to buy a house here. You know, people that, here's a big one. The big one is, you just had a foreclosure. Mm-hmm. A year, 2 years ago, you know, you don't want to wait 3 years. You don't want to wait the 7 years. You have a lot of cash. That's a non-QM loan. A bank's going to give you a higher interest rate. You're going to put down, you know, 15 to 30% and you're going to get your house. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, after a while you can fall into the conventional guidelines, but, you know, pretty much there was a time there in the market where you couldn't go buy a house.
Yeah, you're completely out due to all the regulations and stuff like that. And this is just opening a door that while, you know, the banks are looking at, you know, your risk profile, they're finding that if you're able to put down enough money, that the risk is a lot mitigated if you have some of these other factors working in your favor.
Correct. Yep. And the risk is the big thing with the QM. And this is what Angel Oak's trying to do, is they're trying to make it more transparent. So people, investors are buying these loans in bulk. And the reason why is because Angel Oak and you know, and there's a few other places out there, what they're doing is they're basically standardizing it. They're making sure that, you know, it follows the checks and balances. It's not just, you know, somebody said that, you know, they make this amount of money. And so then they're gonna take them on their word. They actually do look through documents. It's a pretty rigorous underwrite. I think the appetite right now for investors is pretty high, because I think the risk, in my mind, is a lot less than it appears, because again, people are putting, they call it skin in the game, right? Mm-hmm. They're putting so much money in.
Because they lose out on all that that they put into it, and again, these people have other factors generally working for them. A lot of that time, that is the down payment, mm-hmm. that the banks say that yes, this makes sense to give you a loan.
Absolutely, and you know they, and it's just like I said, it's people that we do a lot of ITIN loans. People that, you know, make money, they pay tax on their ITINs, but, you know, Fannie and Freddie, they technically won't lend to them. They fit in this program quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And the risk, I keep coming back to the risk, and the risk really isn't, I think this market's going to really explode. People are going to start hearing about it more and more, because, you know, it just, there's a lot of people. The thing that sucked with the crash is it ruined a lot of good loans for a lot of people that used to need them. Mm-hmm. You know, the state of the loan is good. Like if you're a small business person, or any type of business person, and you know, you don't necessarily want to pay a bunch of taxes, mm-hmm. because you have a bunch of write downs, but that means you can't go buy a house. Well, you know,
it's opened some doors, definitely.
Yeah, because
that's the thing you find a lot with the self-employed is especially if you're using a good accountant and stuff, is just like your income looks very much like nothing, even though there is money. There is money being made. You're able to sustain your family, but when it comes to income for purposes of buying a house, it looks like you don't make anything.
Yeah, and another cool thing on this is what they have for rentals, investors, people that want to be home investors and stuff. You know, you can only buy up to 10 homes through Fannie or Freddie, the conventional channels. These allow you to obviously buy more. They allow you to use rent versus income. So you can use the rental as your income. There's a lot of good products. Again, you know, you have to, you know, if you have, I always say, if you have a lot of cash, there's probably a way to go buy a house.
Yep.
At Satori Mortgage, we offer, you know, not just Angel Oak, but we offer about 15 other lenders that I know of off the top of my head that, you know, have portfolio products for people to get into.
So I think the question that everybody has while talking about this is this the return of subprime with just a different label?
Yeah, subprime is it's a dirty word, but yeah, it is. It's what subprime should be. Again, it's, you know, you're not getting the loans where I think people got the issue with subprime last time is people that didn't need subprime loans got put into subprime loans. Mm-hmm. And it's the direct opposite now, where it's people that need these products get put into these products, or that can use these products, or, you know, like I said, there's, you know, basically if you have no other solutions, this might be the solution. Mm-hmm. So rather than pushing them into a product that they don't need, you know, they actually have options for a product that they do need. So, mm-hmm. Well, that's the QM. So we will, we'll be back after the break. So thank you for listening. See you after the break.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
The only thing better than being outdoors soaking up that summer sunshine is coming into a nice, cool, air-conditioned house afterwards. So if you're looking at updating or buying a new AC, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has some great systems at $700 off during July. There's even easy financing options available on approved credit. It's no sweat. Really, no sweat. Call today and ask how you can save $700 on your new air conditioner. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Now, through July 11th, Warner Stellion guarantees unbeatable prices on hundreds of top-rated appliances, including laundry pairs starting at $4.99. Save 10% on select Bosch and KitchenAid dishwashers, then save more with free installation from our trusted specialists. Unbeatable savings on kitchen suites and all the hottest new finishes, like slate from GE and matte black stainless from LG. Buy at the lowest price guaranteed, then relax and trust our specialists with all the rest. Through July 11th, and only at Minnesota's original appliance specialist, Warner Stellion.
To the Mortgage Talk Show. I'm your host, Steve Cocklin. I'm sitting here with Jake Giraffe. How's it going, Jake?
Good. Glad to be back.
I think I pronounce your last name different every time.
You wouldn't be the first.
All right. So time for my favorite segment. What segment is it?
We got some Q&A.
Ah.
All right. So we don't always work with just people that are trying to buy a home for personal use for their family. Sometimes we work with home investors and all kinds of people in different situations. So one question we had here is from Jim in Ham Lake. Are there any unique products for home investors?
Yeah. So Jim inquired this week. He has his problem is that he has 10 rental properties on his credit report. Once you get to 10 rental properties, you are no longer eligible for conventional mortgages, meaning that you have to now go outside of the box, like we're talking about with the QA, or QM, sorry, yep, yep. QA, QM.
Q&A, Q&A yeah, session, QM, thing. Yep.
You know, this is a perfect example of, you know, of having solutions for people that, you know, still have the means to go buy homes, want to buy homes. What he's doing is he's creating a retirement portfolio. And so, yeah, there's the one I like that we use a lot is it's called cash flow loan. And basically that is based off of rent. So that means that let's say you get $1,000 a month, right? You can use $900 of that as your income. So as long as your payment on the house isn't more than $900, you pretty much can qualify for that house, irregardless of how much money you're showing on your taxes, pay stubs, anything. If you have the money to put down, then they will lend you the money. And it's generally 20 to 30% down, I tell people. And it's, you know, it's for a little bit better, you know, people's credit are probably above 700 on that loan. That's a good one. Another one is we have a couple other portfolios that will do a little bit more standard loans, meaning that they're going to need your tax returns, your pay stubs, all that stuff go off of the traditional way of qualifying people. And those loans, you know, they generally go up to 15. After 15, it gets into even a little bit more niche products. They're out there, but you know, they're a little bit harder and farther to come by.
Makes sense. All right, and then another question we have here from Cindy in Panama City is, are there any options for self-employed people that make money but don't show it on taxes?
All right, Cindy, so this is from one of my clients this week. She inquired with Satori Mortgage. We sat down with her, went through everything, and you know, in her case, it's a little different. She actually has, you know, we could actually add stuff back in. There's depreciation and some mileage that we got to add in. So she actually qualified for a traditional loan. Those are the things, like I always tell people, you know, you got to sit down with a qualified mortgage professional. Let us look at it. Just because you claim $5,000 doesn't mean we can use the $5,000. Mm-hmm. In her case, she had 115,000 miles that she wrote off last year. She's a carrier. That was like an extra $30,000 of income. Mm-hmm. If that's not the case, there is, you know, like we were talking about, there's, you know, and again, everything kind of flows into the non-QM. Yep. There is the bank statement loans of people that, you know, we can basically go off of how much to deposit into their account. Let's say you deposit, you know, $15,000 a month, irregardless of what type of losses you show on your taxes. They're going to go off of generally about 50%. So they'll give you $8,000, you know, for your monthly income, and then, you know, go off of that. You're also, you know, with that, you also need credit. That's pretty much it. You know, like I said, the best thing with self-employed people is you need your 2 years tax returns, like we've talked about in previous mm-hmm. shows, and you need to sit down with a professional.
Yeah, absolutely, because income is a weird thing. Outside of even self-employed, too, it's just like, you hear all the time, I make this much. You mm-hmm. have to break it down into what is that income from. Is it just your regular W-2 salary? Is it bonuses? If you're self-employed, you know, what does it look like on your taxes? You just got to look it over with an expert because they can find so many different
Absolutely.
Things.
And it varies too. If you're getting told an answer that you don't like, mm-hmm. come talk to one of us or talk to a different loan officer.
Get a second opinion.
I can't tell you how many people that I've had that's come through the doors this year that we've closed that have literally been, you know, been just rejected through banks and, mm-hmm. you know, and other traditional channels. And then I'm like, oh yeah, here you go. And they're just, you know, so it's not every, just because you hear one answer doesn't mean that's an answer. If you really determine to get it, I mean, at least get one or two. Yeah. Obviously if you get, you know, five and they're telling you the same thing, then, you know, maybe that's that. But, you know, especially if you go to a bank or credit union and they tell you no, come talk to us.
Yep. It could be lack of programs. Like
absolutely. Lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge. It can be a bunch of different factors. Like just as if you're having some sort of, you know, health scare, it makes sense to look at a second opinion. The absolutely. Same thing with mortgages. Whether it's just you're looking to see if you can get a better rate or if it's, I can't qualify, you know, what do you guys have?
And it should be 100% free to do so. Mm-hmm. So all it takes is a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Another question we have here from John in Minneapolis is APR versus interest rate. We get this quite a bit as well.
Yeah. So my general feeling on APR is that I strongly, strongly dislike the term, strongly dislike the word. APR means different things for different types of mortgage lenders. you know, if you're a bank, your APR is different than if you're a mortgage broker, than if you're different than if you're a just a mortgage lender. So an APR is basically the rate that shows on your loan estimate, and that's going to show you, you know, let's say if your interest rate's at 4%, your APR might be at 4.5%, or it might even be like 6%. And that's going to show you all the stuff that's financed into your loan, into your closing cost. It's a tricky calculation. Dealing with a lot of lenders like we do at Satori Mortgage, not every lender has the same APR calculation. I personally think it's very, very, it doesn't really do much for the thing, because an interest rate and loan amount is what your payment's based off of. So going back to the example, if you have 4% at a $100,000 loan, that's what it's based off of. If your APR is 3.9 or if your APR is 7, it doesn't affect your monthly payment. You know, and especially when I see a lot of people freak out on the APR when they have FHA loans, VA loans, and they've
got more finance costs.
Yep, they're financing a funding fee of, you know, 1.75. Sometimes in VAs, it's like over 3%, mm-hmm. you know, and so they freak out, but it's like, that the APR really doesn't mean anything. It's a disclosure that, you know, is presented.
It's about transparency. Then we're giving you all the information. We're not trying to hide anything.
And honestly, for doing this for so long, it's never affected any deal, anything. And like I said, if you could literally get the same quote, the same loan, from three different companies, and your APR would be three different things. Mm-hmm. But your rate and your loan amount, that's standard, and that's what it's based off of. So I guess the real question is, and the real answer to the question is, ignore the APR and pay attention to your interest rate and your loan amount. And that is what dictates your payment, because at the end of the day, it's all about your payment.
Another question we have here from Paul in Burnsville is, what is a mortgage broker? And this is a very good question, and it's very applicable to us because we are mortgage brokers.
Absolutely. First and foremost, got to disclose it. Satori Mortgage is a fully licensed mortgage broker. So what we do at Satori Mortgage and every other mortgage broker is it's just like we had in one segment, we had Craig on as an insurance broker. Basically, brokers are people that take your information and fit you with the best lender possible.
We shop for you is the simplified version of it.
Absolutely. So I shop, like we say, everybody's a snowflake, right? They come in through the door. You know, we sit down, we analyze exactly, you know, what programs they want to do, you know, what programs they fit. And then we go shopping. You know, we have on any given day, I have probably about 50 different lenders emailing me. They're no different than, you know, any other type of consumer things where they'll give better rates for certain people. They'll give pricing specials. Certain lenders offer, you know, certain types of programs, other ones don't. I mean, it's basically what we have the ability to do is we plug into, you know, a network of lenders for the customer. And then we match the best one we can.
And this is where the experience really comes into it too, because you have all this information available to you, and you get the application from someone, and matching up to the right lenders, it just takes experience, because you know what different lenders want to have.
Absolutely.
They're going to give you the best deal because this person fits into what their business model is and what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. And they'll price aggressively, so generally we get better cost. And the main thing too that I always tell people is, as a mortgage broker, I don't work for the lender. Mm-hmm. I could care less if you went with lender A, B, or C. All I care about is literally delivering you the best service, the best rate, and the best cost. And, you know, and really it's about just matching your needs. And that's why I've chose to stay a mortgage broker, because I have the ability to shop, to give literally the best deal to a client based on what their needs are, not based on, you know, what my bank's needs are or what my lender's needs are. So that's a very good question. Thanks, Paul. And I'm hearing the music. I think that's the end of the show.
That's what it sounds like.
Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next weekend.
All right. See you, everybody. We'll be right back.
All views expressed on this program are opinion. They do not represent Satori Mortgage, NMLS 4190, or any affiliate. Please consult with a licensed loan officer before making any home financial decisions.